Hold on to your horses, gals. It's snippet time. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women 40 Plus. That'd be you, that'd be me. We are doing this. I'm Becca Jacobson. I have a snippet for you. You have arrived in Snippet Land, where we help you put down the booze with confidence and build unshakable self-trust and lead the life that you always wanted to lead. That's what we're here for, gals. And it's Friday, and I'm jacked up and juiced up and ready to give you a really fun snippet. Are you ready? Are you with me? Okay, well, first of all, I got to tell you a little disclaimer here. I'm recording this snippet in my backyard, which is not exactly a recording studio. And I have an excellent microphone, but there's a little murder of crows. That's what they're called, I think, a murder of crows. Just a little ways off here in my backyard. And they've been screaming all afternoon. You know how they make that weird, And so if you hear them in the background, I apologize in advance. Although I have an excellent producer and I suspect she'll be able to wash them away if she hears them. Speaking of my producer, she's going to kill me because I'm not supposed to be recording my snippets in the out of doors. But there it is. Here I am. I'm doing it. I know you'll forgive me. I have to bring you the snippets where I feel inspired. And today that is here. And what am I talking about today? Do we have any idea? Well, I do. Gals, I want to talk to you today about Juicy January, which was followed up by 10 Days in May, which will be followed up by My Sober Summer in July. What do these three things have in common? These are live events that I've hosted. Well, two of them are, and one of them is one that's coming up. And I want to talk to you about why we do them, what happens to the women who participate, what it's like to be involved in one of them, and why I'm so excited about the next one. So let me give you the background on Juicy January. If you weren't around for that, I decided to do Juicy January because I could not stand the idea of Dry January. Now, if you've been in the quit lit world for any length of time or in the sobriety trying to get blah, 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 if you've been around a while and looking to get off booze, you know that it's called Dry January. That's what they call it, right? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of calling an event that I was doing Dry January. First of all, I'm over 50. I don't want to be dry. Okay. I just don't want to be dry. I don't want dry skin. Like, dry. No. Okay, you can dry me up after I die. But right now, I'm intent on staying nice and plump and juicy. And yes, I said it. And so I called my event Juicy January because that's just the way I roll. Now, what was it like and what happened? It was amazing. I went live at 6 a.m. my time every single day in January, 31 days in a row. I went live inside my Facebook group for the women who were there. And that was in itself was my own personal challenge, right? Now, they were challenging themselves to go alcohol free for 31 days. And I was determined to challenge myself to show up for them, not just every day, but at 6 a.m. every morning. And I did it. And they did it. That's more important. Now, why 6 a.m.? Well, it's simple. Just because I live in the Pacific time zone. And it's basically, other than as you move west across the Pacific, it's the last time zone on the continent. And so everybody's ahead of us. So if I were to go live at 9 a.m., well, it's already noon over in the east and so on and so forth. So I just thought, no, I want to do this as early as possible. I'm really not willing to do it at 3 a.m. So 6 was the number I came up with. And I did it. And I was quite proud of myself. And I'll be honest, I'm pretty fresh at 6 in the morning. I'm a morning person. And ever since getting sober, that is, was not a morning person back in the day. And so it was a really enjoyable event for me to host, especially because the women who showed up were so there. They were so determined and they were so with me that just inspired me more and more each day. So a 31-day challenge is completely different animal than a 10-day challenge, which I ended up doing in May, or a 7-day challenge, which I'm doing next week. But they do have things in common. And the one coming up next week has a special little twist to it. So let's talk about why an event like this is an excellent way to start your sobriety. If you're trying to get started and you're like, oh, I can't seem to get any traction, or if you are already started, but you're wobbly and you're not sure you're going to be able to keep going, all of these are excellent reasons to hop on a live event with me and other gals just like you. Why? Well, of course, first of all, you've got me coming at you live every morning. And what do I do during these lives? Well, I carefully curate, especially on the shorter ones, like 10 days or 7 days. In 31 days, I had time to give you a lot of strategy, right? Walk you through a lot of strategy. But we've got 7 days coming up next week, and I've carefully curated the topics I'm going to give you so that you have what you need to lay a foundation for your sobriety. Now, that said, it still is only 7 days. There's only so much we can do, but I have carefully thought this through. What do they need in those first 7 days to help them keep going? Not just topic-wise, but support-wise. So when you join this 7 days, starting July 20th, that's next week. Actually, sorry, it's just over a week away. Today's the 11th of July. You've got not only me sharing with you each morning a strategy, but I give you a micro task to do that day, which keeps your mind off of alcohol. And it is carefully crafted to help you ritualize the releasing of alcohol. I also help you with the very first things that come up for us when we quit drinking. In those early days, what comes up for us mainly is a voice in our head saying, you know what, it's 5 o'clock, you deserve a glass of wine, or several other things. So I help you through those early days. I know what they feel like. I know what you need. So what does it look like when you're doing this? Well, each day, as early as you can in the day, you either come live and join me or grab the recording. You get the strategy for the day and the micro task for the day. Then you go into the WhatsApp group because that's where I'm going to host you so that you can connect with the other women. You come into WhatsApp. You share how it went for you that day. You share your homework, you get feedback, you get support. And so when wine o'clock rolls around, you're totally supported, not just because you've had the task for the day, you've done the homework for the day, but you're in a WhatsApp group with other women just like you and me, and me. So while I'm going live in Facebook, I'm hosting the chat in WhatsApp, which is just part of Facebook anyway. It's all meta, right? So you've got these three pieces that are so powerful. But this time, the My Sober Summer Challenge coming up on the 20th of July, there's even one more piece to the puzzle that no one has had yet. Guess what it is, gals? I'm giving you access to the Becca Companion. The Becca Companion is a custom GPT that I programmed that knows me better than I know myself. And when you ask that GPT a question, this is like ChatGPT, right? Except it's one that is programmed on my teachings, my philosophy, not just that, but my tone, the way I speak. So I'm going to give you access to it. So at any time of the day or night, you can go into it and you can ask it a question and it will walk you through whatever's happening for you, just like I would. Now, we're testing this. I've shared it with my clients. I haven't shared it publicly yet. But this will be the first time. Only my clients get access to the Becca Companion, except for coming up, My Sober Summer, 7 days with me. You're going to have access to the Becca Companion. Not only that, but when it is over, I'm going to let you keep access to it for an extra week. So anyone who joins me for My Sober Summer from July 20th to 26th, you're actually going to have access to the Becca Companion for 2 whole weeks. You can keep it an extra week to really see what it feels like to be so closely supported. Now, I've talked here on the Snippets about ChatGPT in the past. I'm going to talk more about it in the future because, gals, I really believe that AI can really help support us on our sobriety journey. But it has to be done properly. So I want you to be guided as you're using AI because we can get lost. It can be a rabbit hole. It can be very, very supportive, or it can be a very weird rabbit hole. Well, the ChatGPT custom Becca Companion that I'm giving you access to as I say, it's going to respond to you as though it's me, and it's very, very powerful. But of course, it has no soul. It has no heart. It's not me. It's a machine. So we do have to be careful. However, I believe we should be incorporating it into our sobriety journey. And so I will be talking a lot more about that in the future. But for today, I just really wanted you to know why it's such a powerful way to start your sobriety. And if the timing is right for you and you're ready, then starting on Monday, you're going to be able to sign up for My Sober Summer and join me and other gals just like you to start your sobriety from July 20th to 26th. I'll be going live every day and supporting you and showing you how to get this show on the road once and for all. And of course, at the end, what are we going to do? We're going to throw a big celebration in Zoom, get together, meet each other. You're going to get to meet the other gals that you've been chatting with all week long in WhatsApp. And the big finale celebrations are always so powerful because I don't sit there and do a sales pitch. I don't even teach. What we do is I walk you through some final strategies that I want you to have. And then I put you in a tiny breakout room with three or four or five other women, depending on the size of the group, where you can share your journey together. Or you don't have to if you don't want to. Not everyone's comfortable with that. So it's open. There's no pressure to perform. There is no pressure to be anywhere or do anything except just showing up for yourself during those 7 days. You can catch my live stream. You don't have to be front and center in the WhatsApp group, but the support's there for you anyway. And I will help you to show up if it's hard for you to show up, because I wanted you to know this. If it's hard for you to show up, part of that is alcohol trying to isolate you. And if we allow alcohol to isolate us, it will take us down and keep us there for the rest of our lives. So one of the things that we have to do that's uncomfortable is start showing up for ourselves and allowing ourselves to be supported in a safe environment. But there is no pressure, especially not that early in sobriety. So all I really want you to do, gals, is give this some thought. Today's Friday. On Monday, I'm going to invite you to actually sign up for the My Sober Summer 7-day sobriety challenge with me and my companion. That'll be available on Monday. Because, you know, gals, as we always say, doing this alone is just never going to work for us. And that's why you can join my live event, or if you're ready and you want to just do something quiet and private, you can go today to the Sacred Mirror. Have you heard about the Sacred Mirror yet? We just started it this July, and I'm already connecting with women, and it's so touching, so beautiful, so sacred. It's a simple form. I ask you 3 questions, which give you the opportunity to share just a bit of your story with me and only me. And when I receive your answers, I reflect back to you in the form of a voice note. I turn on my microphone and I speak just to you, responding just to you, to give you a little bit of help, a little bit of feedback, to help reflect to you what I'm hearing you say when you share your story with me. That's the Sacred Mirror. It's exclusive to me. I invented it. I'm proud of it. And I'm doing it because I love you and I want you to succeed. So this is a personal invitation from me to take advantage of the Sacred Mirror. There's a link you can tap right in the show notes here, and I'll send you back a sacred reflection just for you. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.